the Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with My Mind's on You. Again with that old problem, how to remember to write 1941 instead of 1940 on the top of our letters. May I suggest an easy way to solve that problem? Get out your pencil and paper and write this sentence 10 times. This is 1941, and I am going to use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on my linoleum floors this year. If you keep that resolution, you'll be doing yourself a great favor, because glow coat not only saves time and work, but it saves you. Saves your hands and your back by doing away with tiresome floor scrubbing. Glow Coat also saves your linoleum because it makes it last much longer. It keeps it fresh and new-looking. Glow Coat needs no rubbing or buffing. That's why it's called self-polishing. Simply apply and let dry, and in 20 minutes, your linoleum floor is something to be proud of. If you're not already using Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, don't put off trying it. Well, now that the McGees have refinanced all their last year's bills, all they have to worry about is 1941, or in other words, from now on. And here at the 14th National Bank at 14th and Oak, Wistful Vista, drawing $100 for current expenses, we find, guess who?
Well, here you are, cashier. Give us $100, please.
How do you want it? What denomination?
Never mind that. You go to your church and we'll go down. You just give it to us in cash.
Yes, madam. But what size bill?
Hey, look, bud. For once in my life, I want to feel prosperous. Give me a crisp, crackly $100 bill, will you?
Don't you need some small change, Diddy?
No, just a quarter for the parking lot, and I got a quarter.
Here you are, Mr. McGee. A $100 bill.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. A $100 bill. Ain't it beautiful? Come on, Molly. Let's go out and see if we can meet a few friends.
I don't think you should have got that $100 in one bill, dearie.
Huh?
Better let me carry it.
Oh, no, I'll carry it. I only hope we meet Gildersleeve. I'll pull this bill out kind of nonchalant and just stand there and watch his eyes bug out.
Or Mrs. Uppington.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'd love to flash this on her. As it is, she thinks we're very impecunious.
You mean impecunious, dearie?
I do not. Impecunious is when you do stuff without thinking.
That's impetuous.
I thought impetuous meant a gal that doesn't care.
No, that's non-competitive.
Oh, well then... Well, what does impecunious mean?
There isn't any such word.
There ain't? Well, that just goes to show you how stimulating it is to carry a flock of dough. I get my mitts on a $100 bill, and the first thing you know, I'm making up new words.
Well, keep them clean, dearie. Here's the parking lot, and you better let me take that money.
Oh, no, I'm of age. You know I never lose money. Hey, bud, get my car, will you?
Okay, mister. 2 bits, please.
Okay, here's a quarter, bud. Hey, grab that quarter.
I think it went under this car here, Mr. Attendant.
I don't see it, lady.
Well, it rolled over that way, I think. Hey, Molly. Molly, it didn't go that far.
It didn't?
No, come out from under that Cadillac. You see that quarter any place, bud?
No, I don't.
Well, give him another quarter, dearie.
I ain't got another quarter. You give him a quarter.
I haven't got a cent with me.
Well, look, bud, all I got with me is this $100 bill, see? I guess that'll show I'm responsible.
Hey, aren't you Fibber McGee, the actor?
That's right.
I thought so. Put that stage money away and show me 2 bits in cash. Hurry up. I ain't got all day.
Now, wait a minute. After all, there's a quarter laying around here somewhere. You let us take our car, and when we drive away, you'll be able to find a quarter.
I'm sorry. No quarter, no car.
Well, guess we better go back to the bank.
We can't.
Why not?
It's 3:10. The bank's closed.
Oh, they'd open up again for a good customer.
I know, but that doesn't do us any good.
Oh, I know. We'll walk up to the Elks Club, and I'll pay my back dues. Shucks, they'll be so glad to get them, they'll change this bill without blinking.
How much are your back dues?
Let's see, I'm paid up through 1938. Here's 1937. A couple of assessments, lock of fees. Pour the cloth on the pool table in 1939. Oh, about $97.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you'll come out of the Elks with only $3.
Huh?
Why, that's enough to set your tooth on edge.
Dear.
I know.
Well, I guess we'll just have to tramp around town and find somebody to change this bill before... Uh-oh. We're safe. Here comes Mrs. Uppington. And for once in my life, I'm glad to see the old moose.
McGee, stop referring to Mrs. Uppington as an old moose.
Oh, well.
For shame. And you who pretend to love animals. Why, it's... Ah, oh, hello, Abigail, darling. So nice to see you, and I do mean nice.
How do you do, Mrs. McGee? And Mrs. McGee?
Hi, Uppy, how much dough you got?
Well, counting my stock in United States Steel, my AT&T, and my government bond, I don't consider it any of your business, Mrs. McGee.
Now, look, Abigail, he wasn't being personal. That was just his tactful way of asking how much you have on you.
Yeah. Well, I have on some long woolen...
Oh, please.
Oh, it is still nothing of your business.
Hey, Uppy, look. You see this? $100 bill.
Oh, yes, but please. Please stop waving it in my face, Miss McGee. Don't you realize that paper money is simply laden with germs?
Well, that's the first good news I've had today. I'd love to get caught in an epidemic of $100 bills.
Mrs. Uppington, to make the whole thing short and sweet, can you make change for this?
To be equally short and not quite so sweet, Miss McGee, no, I can't. And if I may presume to advise you, I think you're being rather silly to flourish such a large sum of money about.
Oh, don't worry about me, Uppy. I'm used to handling big hunks of mazuma. Why, when I was in Vaudeville, I used to carry a roll of bills as big around as your arm.
Oh, bigger, McGee. Yes. She's pretty skinny in the arms.
McGee,
yes, sir. I not only carried my own money, but everybody in Vaud owed me dough. Vaudio Dough McGee, I was.
All right.
Vaudio Dough McGee, voted by variety, the versatile virtuoso of the violin, the viola, and the velocipede, voyaging from Venice to Venezuela via Vancouver and Vicksburg with a valise full of various valuables, veteran ventriloquist with a voice and vocabulary as vociferous and voluble as the volcano Vesuvius and vice versa, very vain of my vocation as a vowel and verb vocalist, voicing and versifying the valuable volumes of Virgil, Verdi, Voltaire, and Vincio, with a vigor and a verb and a boom and a vim, the Vanderbilt of Vaudeville, and I was him.
Thank you.
should go back to the parking lot, McGee, and look for that quarter you lost.
What? Me with a $100 bill grubbing around in the dirt for a measly 2 bits? Why, that's like asking R.J. Reynolds to roll his own cigarette.
Look, dearie, you've tried to get that bill changed in 5 different places, and I'm getting tired of walking. And I'm cold, too, and hungry. How far are we from home?
Tomorrow night, East Lynn. Oh, about 2.5 miles. You tired, Ma?
I'm a tired. I'm so tired me calves are mooing at each other. If you hadn't been so careless about losing that quarter,
hey,
why...
Hey, wait. So, ain't this where the old-timer lives?
Search me, is it?
Why, sure. There he is in the window. Hey, old-timer. Hey, we want to talk to you. Stick your head out the window. Hello there, kids. Happy New Year.
Heavenly days, you stuck your head right through the glass, Mr. Old-timer.
Ain't that what Johnny told me to do?
I just said to stick your head out. Why didn't you open the window?
Didn't want it. Too cold.
Well, look now, Mr. Old-timer. We have a $100 bill that nobody can change. How about lending his cab fare home?
Can't.
Why not?
Send home a dough New Year's Eve.
Well, how about driving us home in your car?
Can't.
Why not?
Ain't got any pants, daughter. Split them doing the rumba New Year's Eve.
And how about lending us your car for a couple of hours?
Can't.
Why not?
Ain't got a car. Wrecked it New Year's Eve.
Well, I guess that's that, then. Well, I'm sorry to bother you, old-timer. As the ball player says when he kissed the third baseman goodbye, I better be getting home.
Yes, and as the boy says when he joined the army, I better be getting in before the draft gets me.
It's a panic, Molly. Me with a $100 bill in my pocket, and we can't even buy a ride home. Anybody think... Ooh.
What's the matter, dearie?
My foot. I'm getting a blister, I guess. Let's walk a little slower, Molly.
Hello there, Fibber. Hello, Molly. Just the people I wanted to see.
You're just the guy we wanted to see, too, Harlow. Look, can you...
Hey, wait a minute. I want to show you a letter. It's from the sponsor. It says, Dear Harlow, the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat...
Oh, get on with the letter. We know what they make.
Quit interrupting me. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat wish to express their appreciation of your work during the past year.
Ah, heavenly days. Mr. Wilcox has got a job, McGee. Where are you working, Mr. Wilcox?
Doggone it, they mean my work on this program.
Oh, that. Well, go on.
You have done such a wonderful job of telling people the real merits of Johnson's Wax, of its hundreds of uses in protecting and beautifying surfaces against scratches and dirt and wear, and of its manifold benefits.
I should think a manifold would get pretty hot to use Johnson's Wax on, but they
Quiet, dearie. Go on, Mr. Wilcox.
Well, that's about all, but the best part is that they enclosed 5 $100 bills as a Christmas present. Isn't that wonderful? Look, you ever see one before?
Yeah, we've seen one before.
And that's every cent I have with me. Not another nickel. Imagine that. Hey, can you lend me a couple of bucks till I break a bill? Hey, what are you laughing at?
Believe it or not, Hollow, we were just going to ask you the same thing. Look, all we got is a $100 bill, too. All
well, imagine that. That's one for Ripley, isn't it? Hey, here comes my wife. She'll give me a ride downtown. Hey, Wilcox, give me a lift.
Hey, Harlow, how about it, Harlow? Can you drop us at our house? I got a sore foot.
Sorry, pal. Don't you see the sign on our windshield? No riders? Step on it, sweetie pie. I'm late. So long, folks.
Hey, Harlow. I'll be an old Hemingway expression.
You're not Hemingway. You're not even Ernest. If you were, you'd have spent more time looking for that quarter you lost.
Oh, well.
2 miles from home, and here we can't.
Oh, take it easy, Molly. I'll stop in somewhere and call somebody up. Gildersleeve will drive down and rescue us.
What are you going to use for a nickel to call him up?
Huh? Hey, I never thought of that. Let's see, somebody ought to...
Hi, Mr. McGee, hi.
Oh, hello there, little girl. Where are you going?
Down to the candy store and buy some candy, I bet you.
Oh.
Pussy, I got 4 cents.
Oh, 4 cents, eh? Mm-hmm. Sure you ain't got 5 cents?
No, I just got 4.
What say we make a deal, sis? You lend me your 4 pennies until tomorrow, and I'll give you your 4 pennies back and 25 pennies to boot.
To boot who?
Not to boot anybody. I mean 25 pennies interest. Then you'll have 29 pennies. Think how much candy you can buy for 29 cents.
No, thanks, mister. I'd rather have a supper today than be one tomorrow. I always do.
Oh, you would, eh?
Hmm?
Let's discuss this a little further, sis. I think we can still make a deal somehow. Oh, I know. Look, I'll tell you what. You give me your 4 cents today, and I'll give you a dollar tomorrow. Is it a deal?
Thanks, partner.
Fine. Give me the pennies.
Here you are.
Thanks, sis. Oh, you're a fine little girl.
I know it.
You've helped us out of a bad spot, sis. Aren't you glad?
Yes, I is.
You mean, yes, I am.
No, I mean, yes, I is.
Well, that ain't grammatical, sis. It ain't proper to say I is.
It is, too, I betcha.
Well, what's your authority?
Well, what's the ninth letter in the alphabet?
I is.
You see? I had you there. I'll see you tomorrow morning early. So long, mister.
Well, now we're getting somewhere, Molly. Now I can call up Gildersleeve.
Now, wait a minute, McGee.
Huh?
4 cents isn't a nickel, you know. What are you going to do for the other penny?
Oh, I got one on my watch chain, see? My lucky piece.
Oh, yeah.
It'll have a hole in it, but it's still good. Wait till I yank it off. Hey, now come on in the cigar store while I call Gildy. Hey, Bud, give me a nickel for these pennies, will you?
Okay, mister.
Thanks. Now, where's the telephone? Oh, here it is. Hello, operator. Give me the residence of Throckmorton P. Gil... Huh? Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh, dear.
How's every little thing, Mert? Say, say. What say, Mert? Your little brother. I'll bet that made his hair stand on end.
Oh, heavenly days. What made his hair stand on end, dearie?
He hung a carrot from the top of the rabbit hutch. Look, Mert. I'm trying to call Gildersleeve because we're stuck downtown. Hello? Hello? Mert? Hello? Hey, Mert! Answer me, Mert! Hey, Mert! Give me my nickel back!
No,
Mert! Hello?
Hello? The King's Men sing, I Hear a Rhapsody.
When you're near
to me, my dear,
and when you say
you love me,
winds that sigh
and birds that cry,
they all convey
a lovely rhapsody.
I hear a rhapsody trailing me.
hear me. I want my nickel back. Hey, Murk. Can't you hear me, Murk? It's me,
Sivert.
Hey, Murk.
Ah, dead rat at luck. We were cut off, Molly.
So I gathered.
Hey, bud. You got change for a $100 bill in the cash register?
Brother, all there is in this till is 87 cents, three IOUs, and a boss's false teeth.
Okay, come on, Molly.
Well, how does your big bill look to you now, Pelican?
Now, that helps. I know what they mean by cold cash, Molly. This asset is frozen so hard it looks like the Green River in February. Oh, boy, I'd like to sit down and take this shoe off. My feet are killing me.
Ah, there, a happy new year to you, my dear. And a fantastic 41 to you, too, Burp Twerp.
Well, thank you, Mr. Boomer. The same to you.
Hi, Boomer. Hey, can you change a $100 bill?
Why, certainly. I've changed thousands of them.
Oh, my.
What do you want to change, too? A $500 bill? Change it too much, the great white father down in Washington is liable to become slightly annoyed.
No, Mr. Boomer. You don't understand. We want the bill broken.
Yeah. We need some smaller bills.
Oh, I see. How do you want it, Lord Can?
Anyway, just give us something we can spend, that's all.
Certainly. I have another small bills right here somewhere. I'll put those small bills. Bells. Here's a memo to visit my lawyer's office. My late uncle left me an alarm clock, and I must wind up the estate. Message from Sheila the shoplifter. Says she got into an argument with a couple of detectives and was dragged in by the heels. His pawn ticket for a smoking jacket. Yes, all that's left of a hot overcoat. Bottle of peroxide for my old gray mare, just to make it a horse of a different color. And a check for a short eggnog. Well, imagine that. No change for 100. As the union organizer said when he dug the buckshot out of his agent, somebody's parked my ticket. Well, good day, my dear. To you, Bud Brand.
My foot. I must have a blister on it. Oh, what a day.
Well, hello there, folks. Lovely day for a walk, isn't it?
No, it ain't, Gildersleeve.
We're not walking from choice, Mr. Gildersleeve.
No.
McGee lost our last 25 cents and we couldn't get our car out of the parking lot.
Well, shucks, I couldn't.
What makes you so clumsy, McGee? Oh, yeah. My goodness, you even play cards like you had boxing gloves on.
Oh, yeah? You ain't any gazelle yourself, you big gazebo.
I'm not as ham-handed as you are.
Oh, no.
Look, I've got long, tapering fingers, like an artist.
Yeah. You got a long, tapering nose for other people's business, too.
You're a hard man, McGee. And by George,
oh, no. Look, Mr. Gildersleeve, look.
Don't you up to me.
We'll forget the last quarter. The lost quarter.
Yes, yeah, the lost quarter. You got change for a $100 bill, Gildersleeve?
Well, thanks. I don't know, McGee.
Well, usually when I carry a wad of $100 bills, Gildersleeve, I carry some small stuff, too, but got caught short today.
Yeah? Don't give me that baloney, McGee. A wad of $100 bills. I'll bet you carry a roll that would choke a June bug. Here, let me see that bill.
Okay, take a good look.
What are you picking at it for, Mr. Gildersleeve?
I want to see if it's genuine. If it hasn't got any little silk threads in the paper, it's no good, McGee.
Oh, maybe we should have got a written guarantee from the worm that spun the silk, Gildersleeve. Matter of fact, I tried to get one, but he wiggled out of it. Don't you get it? I think
it ain't funny, McGee.
I know it. Kind of repulsive, too. Well, Gildersleeve, how about it?
Well, I guess it's good, all right. I mean the bill. Here. Here's 3 20s, 3 10s, a 5 and 5 1s. How's that, McGee?
Gee, thanks, pal.
I'll have a lot of fun flashing this $100 bill on my friends.
Ah, yes. Famous last words.
Yes.
Well, good day, Mr. Gildersleeve.
So long, folks.
So long, Gil.
Oh,
Fox.
Goody. $100 bill.
Oh, boy. Good old Gil.
Great guy, Gil. Well, come on, Molly. Let's call a taxi cab now.
McGee, don't you realize where we are?
Huh? What do you mean?
Look, we're right in front of our own house.
Oh, sure. We walked up.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on in. I got to do something about this.
Oh, dear. Heavenly days. Home sweet home.
Ain't it wonderful? Get me some iodine, will you, Molly? I think I got a big blister on my foot.
Oh, let's see it, dearie.
Well, I get my shoe off. There. Shucks, I wouldn't.
What was that?
What was what, Molly?
I thought I heard something drop.
You did? Must have been some... Hey, look, I ain't got a blister at all. Must have been a wrinkle in my sock. Oh, boy, what a relief. I thought
McGee,
for a while...
Look me in the eye.
Which one?
Both of them. What did I hear drop when you took your shoe off?
Why, what did it sound like?
You tell me.
Did it sound like a quarter that somebody might have dropped and couldn't find, and there it was in his shoe all the time?
It did.
It was.
I'd like to talk just for a moment to the new housewives in our audience. Will the rest of you who've heard my story before pardon me for a moment? Your grandmothers tried to keep their linoleum floors clean by continually scrubbing them, putting down newspapers while they were drying. What did that continuous scrubbing accomplish? First, it was hard work. Second, it never really kept the linoleum clean. It never protected it. And third, it actually in time ruined it. Cracks and bumps appeared, the linoleum split, and had to be renewed. But that was before the days of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. You'll never have a linoleum floor problem again once you start protecting your kitchen floors with this easy-to-use floor polish. Glow Coat needs no rubbing or buffing. It's self-polishing. It dries in 20 minutes, leaving your floors sparkling with beauty and protected against scratches, dirt, and wear. Easy to keep clean, colors fresh and bright. So let me urge you to buy a can of Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat right away and save yourself many hours of work all year.
Well, that was some hike we had, wasn't it, Molly?
Certainly was, dearie.
Yeah.
Shall I get your house slippers for you?
Oh, no. You're tired, too. I'll get them. Where are they?
On the shelf in the closet.
In here?
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
Attention car owners. Have you tried Johnson's sensational new auto polish called Carnu? Do you know that Carnu has cut the job of wax polishing right in half, makes the cost very low? Carnu actually does two jobs at one and the same time, cleans and wax polishes your car in one operation. So now it's a cinch for you to keep your car new looking. And everybody knows it's more fun driving a shiny car than a dingy one. Buy a can of Johnson's Carnu right away, spelled C-A-R-N-U. This is the National Broadcasting Company. This is Chicago, WMAQ.